another worldwide godcast of the Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we are recording early, even though it's only about 7:15 on Thursday evening. I have an early flight tomorrow, so I plan on bringing my godcast out tomorrow morning at about 4:30 on my way out of town. So pray for my safe travels tomorrow as I travel up to New Jersey to attend an Emmaus retreat and worship with some brothers for the weekend. I'm looking forward to it. Today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach, chapter 35, with verses 21 through 25. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest till it reaches its goal, nor will it withdraw till the Most High responds, judges justly, and affirms the right. God indeed will not delay, and like a warrior will not be still until he breaks the backs of the merciless and wreaks vengeance upon the nations, till he destroys the scepter of the proud and cuts off the staff of the wicked, till he requites everyone according to their deeds and repays them according to their thoughts, till he defends the cause of his people and makes them glad by his salvation. God is a just and righteous judge who hears the cries of the lowly and poor. He sees the injustice and oppression they face, and he is not deaf to their pleas for help. In his perfect timing, God will exact judgments in truth, holding the wicked accountable for their actions. The proud and arrogant may think they are untouchable, but God will not allow them to continue in their wicked ways. He will destroy their scepter of power and cut off their staff of authority, bringing them to their knees in humility before him. But God's justice is not just about punishment. It is also about defending the cause of his people. He is the protector and their champion, and he will fight for them against their enemies. When God intervenes on behalf of his people, it brings them great joy and relief. They are filled with gladness, knowing that they are not alone, but that God is with them, fighting for their salvation. God's justice is not something to be feared by those who are righteous, but it is a source of comfort and hope. It reminds us that God is on our side and that he will always stand up for what is right and just. We can trust in his judgment, knowing that it is always fair and true. So let us take heart, knowing that God hears our cries and defends our cause. Let us trust in his righteousness and his power to bring about justice in the world. And let us rejoice in the salvation that he brings, knowing that we are never alone, but always under the watchful eye of our loving and just God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Join me in our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 35. It's in verses 8 through 10. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, God Defends His People. In the darkness of despair, the lowly cry out, their voices lost in the chaos and frightened by doubt. But God hears their plea, their anguish and pain. Our Lord promises his integrity, his justice will forever reign. He sees the proud with their scepters held high, their hearts full of greed, their spirits awry. But he will not let them go unpunished and free. for he will bring them down to their knees. The wicked with their staffs of deceit, their lies and their schemes so cruel and discreet, but God will cut them off with a swift, exacting stroke, for he is the Lord, and his words are no joke. He defends his people with a mighty hand. He fights for their cause. He makes them stand. He brings them salvation. He makes them glad, for he is their God, and he will never be mad. Let us trust in him forevermore, in his power and might, for he is our fortress, our shield in this spite to fight. He hears our cries. He sees our pain. And he will bring honesty. His justice will reign. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's April 19th, 2024, and I'm recording this morning at 04:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Even though I said I was recording earlier, I'm sending it out at 4:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man, Christ Tonio, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. I'll miss you. And may God continue to protect you and God keep you safe. And looking forward to worshiping with these men. I haven't been around for about 14 years. So let's close in the name of Jesus with special prayer intentions for all of those concerned. In Jesus' sweet name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May Jesus bless us and keep us safe in his sweet name forevermore. Amen. God bless you.